Moving on now, Prague's metro system is often praised by visitors to the city. It is fast, reliable, and with three intersecting lines, unusually easy to navigate. Opened in May 1974, the capital's underground now carries around 1.5 million passengers a day. It has been extended a couple of times in recent years, but changes planned for the next half decade or so should be the most radical yet, as Ian Willoughby reports.
The A, or Green Line, and the C, Red Line, intersect here at Museum Station at the top of Wenceslas Square. In the middle of next year, the C Line will be extended northwards with the opening of three new stations and will end at Letňany. But that advance will surely be overshadowed by the opening of a completely new line, something I discussed with Radovan Steiner, the Prague City Councillor responsible for transportation.
Yes, the fourth line of the Prague Underground, the D Line or Blue Line, has been in planning for decades or has been envisaged for decades. And we are now planning to take some, let's say, concrete steps towards starting up with this new line in 2 to 3 years' time. So we can expect that before 2010, the construction of the D Line should begin in the south of Prague.
That will run roughly from Hlavní nádraží, the main train station, south.
That's right. That is the first section of the D Line from Hlavní nádraží, or main railway station, southbound or southwards to Nusle, to Pankrác, and the southern, some of the southern settlements.
And this line will be quite futuristic, I've read.
We are at the moment very seriously considering the so-called light metro technology for the D-line. For British listeners, that is something that they are surely acquainted with or they know about. The Docklands Light Railway in London is one of the, let's say, forms of the light metro.
These trains won't have drivers?
That's correct, like with the DLR, with the Docklands Light Railway, or the Meteor line of Paris Underground.
One thing that I'm sure will interest our listeners is whether the Green Line will be extended to Prague Airport.
That is the other major project we're working on right now. Following the completion of the C Line in June 2008, we are planning to really progress very fast on both aforementioned projects, the new D Line and the extension of the A Line in the northwestern direction, ultimately reaching, not in the first stage, but in, let's say, a few years' time, ultimately reaching the Prague airport.
So roughly when will we be able to expect to take the metro to Ruzyně?
That's quite a difficult question, because not everything depends only on let's say, the construction works or the technological tenders, but we are expecting a much bigger support from the government in the years to come. It's necessary to say that the Czech Republic and Prague are unique in the world in the way that the state budget or the government supports, or rather does not support, the construction of Prague Metro. Especially in the last few years, the subsidies or the support from the side of the government dropped to a level of less than 10%. In other words, we're investing roughly 4 billion Czech crowns every year in the development and construction of Prague Metro, and the government is subsidizing only circa 10%, which is something that has got to change.
That was Prague City Councillor Radovan Steiner speaking to Ian Willoughby. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio.